This morning, we have a guest joining us here on our program from the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. Matt Berkey is with us here this morning, and I want to talk about a couple of things. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm good. It was a pretty cool day out here in the 70s. That's a nice change of pace, so didn't get too sweaty on the bike ride into work.
Very good. Well, we want to talk about some activities with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. Earlier this spring, a while ago, we talked a little bit about the Walk, Bike, and Roll to School program, and that went off, I believe, in early May. How did that go?
Oh, that went great. We got a record number of schools signed up this year. We had 24 different schools in Iowa participate in the day, and some as small as a few kids walking to school, but we had a school in Iowa City with 70 kids biking to school all in the same day.
Well, that's good. Well, this is a statewide effort, and I know it starts slow, and it just continues to grow little by little. Are you happy with that output?
I am very happy. Nationwide, there was over 1,500 schools, and in previous years, I was only had 5 or 6 schools signed up, so to get the people excited to get over 20 schools signed up was my goal, and we did it, and everyone that was signed up is really excited for the next one in the fall, and hopefully one of your listeners can get me in touch with schools in Atlantic, Iowa, and I can help them get on board as well.
Yeah, you bet. Several school districts here around the area that could participate in that. I guess the whole benefit of that is just making kids aware that there are other ways to get there, safe ways to get there, and ways that you can, you know, pick up a little exercise along the way.
Exactly. Give the kids a little bit of freedom and independence along the way. Let them be in charge of getting themselves to school. It's a fun way to start your day.
Yeah, you bet. Are folks realizing more and more that kind of getting back to their roots again? You know, we grew up with bicycles. That's largely how we got from point to point. Most of us only had one car in the family when we were growing up. So if we wanted to go somewhere, the car was off somewhere else. We were going to have to hop on our bicycles, and it was no big deal for us to do that. Is it good to get people back thinking about that again?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I grew up in a one-car, one-parent household, so if mom wasn't home, or if I wanted to get somewhere or see my friends or go to work, I got on my bicycle. Yeah, Iowa was a great place for any age to ride a bike, and it's a great way, especially if you can replace one car trip a week. If it's under 5 miles, try biking there once, see how it goes.
You bet. When it comes to the Walk, Bike, and Roll to School program, too, there's always safety in numbers, too. If you're concerned about those kinds of issues, there are ways to do that, including with a lot of friends getting out together. It's a lot easier to see folks out there for those drivers early morning and late afternoon when they're coming home from school as well, if there's a group out there.
Exactly. The more people riding bikes on the road, the safer it is for everyone.
All right. Well, we want to talk a little bit about bike safety, too. I want to talk a little bit about a grant program that you were able to benefit from here recently that's going to give you an opportunity to expand your programming a bit.
Yes. The goal here at the Iowa Bicycle Coalition, since I started in February, our 5-year goal is we want to reach every fourth grader in the state and give them the opportunity to learn about bicycling and how to do it safely. And I'm just one man in charge of 86 counties, and I can't visit every county every week as much as I'd love to. But we got a grant through the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, the GTSB. And what this grant will allow is, instead of me having to travel across the state with bike rodeo safety equipment, we can now purchase 10 kits and distribute them across the state. And so one group, they just had a bike rodeo last week, Decatur County Hospital in Leon, Iowa. They taught 50 kids about how to bike safely, how to use hand signals, how to put bike lights on their bike, how to look both ways at an intersection. And they were able to do that with resources I provided. I gave them training over the phone. And with this grant, it'll allow places like Leon, Iowa, or Atlantic, Iowa, someone that can host this bike rodeo kit, check it out to the community. It has everything you need to do the rodeo.
What's involved for, like, in this case, it was the hospital there in Leon that took care of that. What's involved all for them? Is there a cost to them? What do they have to agree to?
The bike rodeo can have as much cost or as little as you want. There was another rodeo just 2 days ago in Sheldon, Iowa, at the public library. So we have libraries, city halls, schools doing these things. It's run by volunteers, and we thank everyone that takes the time to come out and teach the kiddos how to ride their bike safely. But what this kit will do is reduce the cost almost down to zero. Just take your time to organize the rodeo, borrow some chalk to draw a little fake road. And so inside the rodeo kit has the guide, what to teach the kids, how to teach the kids, safety cones, bike tools on how to repair, if you got to repair any kids' bikes, just something small. You have the tools in there to do that. And so it just has everything you need. So as a community leader, you don't need to go out and purchase anything. You just need to find a printer or a Xerox machine. And in less than a month, I've been helping people start from nothing and hosting their own bike safety events.
I think a lot of us remember bike rodeos. They were really popular several decades ago when a lot of us were growing up. And I know we saw those in a number of communities. Are they largely the same now as we remember them?
Well, we've been updating our bike rodeo curriculum to be modernized, and so I'm basing what we teach on crash data we see in the state of Iowa. So a lot of those older rodeos, they have you biking in figure eights and talking about driveways, and as much fun it is to bike in a figure eight, we only have a little bit of time with these kids, so it's important to teach them how to hand signal, how to look. And if you look at crash data last year for children ages 8 to 14 in Iowa, over 60% of crashes took place at intersections, and 40% were at four-way intersections. So that's the thing we're really teaching right now, is because we want the kids to have fun, but we also want the kids to learn, and we want to reduce bicycle crashes and fatalities to zero. So we've been emphasizing how to look left, right, left, how to safely cross intersection. And just because you can see the car doesn't mean the car can see you.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many more distractions out there these days. It seems like every other driver I run into has a cell phone or some sort of a device in one hand and the steering wheel in the other. There are a lot of distractions.
There's a lot of distractions for the drivers, and not really any good excuse for those distractions. And that's a whole separate program that my boss, Mark Wyatt, the executive director, tackles through the legislative season. But yeah, being able to see the other car, see the other road users, see if they're paying attention. It's always a good idea, I tell the kids and even adults, make eye contact. Let them know that you see them and they see if they see you. And I rely on a lot of Iowa Nice. A friendly wave lets everyone know you're there, you're out there, you're on the road.
Right. It's just that much more important for bicyclists to understand that and to be more aware than they probably would be otherwise, because you're going to get the brunt of anything that might happen. So proper handling, proper use and techniques, and just understanding the rules of the road out there. And for some young children, you know, they might be used to just biking in a parking lot or some abandoned area, deserted area. When you get out on the streets and roads, you're an adult now. You have to follow those adult rules.
Yeah, and you have to hope those cars are following the rules too, and that's too. And that's something we teach, even if that crosswalk lights up, still look both ways, because I've seen it in the rush hour traffic around here, that people abusing the right turn on red, sometimes not even slowing down. So, yeah, teaching those kiddos to look around, make eye contact, be aware of your surroundings, because we want everyone biking and walking to school, but we want everyone doing it safe.
You bet. Well, you mentioned in Decatur County, it was the hospital there in Sheldon, the library. So it sounds like just about any organization, any group, anyone who is interested can do this. So how do they start that process?
You can start that process by, you can reach out to me at matt@iowabike.org by email, or if you go to our website, you can just search for it through your favorite web engine. It's the Iowa Bike Rodeo Toolkit. And what we did was combined all our knowledge here in the office and put it into a PDF document. It looks long, but it's a lot of it is appendix of stuff to just copy and paste. But it has all the information you need as a community leader to coordinate and host your own bike rodeo. And I already had four different people in the past month use this to host their very own first rodeos, and they've all gone off perfectly. In Hudson, we reached 110 kids. North Liberty, Iowa, we had 70 kids at a after-school program go through it.
That's awesome. I know we've had some groups in the area that have distributed bicycle helmets to young people, and they've done different types of programs. This would fit in nicely for some of those groups.
It does, and it really complements the giving away the helmet as well. The helmets are great and all, but it also helps if you know how to navigate those roads safely. So we hope you don't need that helmet.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Iowa's become much more bicycle friendly here in the last several years. And along with that, we hope more, a little healthier too, as we're getting outside more. So if you can help them be safe out there, all the better. Well, that's great. It's a great program. And if folks want to know more about the Bike Rodeo in a Box program, again, you can contact Matt at the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. He's got his phone number, his email address. You can check him out online. And you can find out plenty more there as well. And take advantage of that program. It's an opportunity there just waiting for folks to make it happen. The Iowa Governor Traffic Safety Bureau provided a grant to pay for those opportunities. So take advantage if you can. Matt Berkey with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition with us here today. Matt, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hope the outreach works out for you.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me back on. And I hope to work with some schools and communities out in Atlantic Iowa and the surrounding areas.